unlike any other business anywhere in the world. Lots of companies talk about wellness. Lots of companies talk about making a difference in people's health and well-being, but never put it in that context. They do typically talk about diet and exercise, but don't give a holistic approach with sleep and hydration. And what a huge amount of good that can be done just on those two things alone. Yeah. So here's a question for you. Be healthy by chance, be healthy by choice, not by chance. Why? You know, we all gasped in shock when Gary's friend said, "I'd rather just take my health by chance," and thought, crazy, fool, what is he thinking? Yeah? Why?
Why?
They don't know any better. But why do you want to be healthy by choice? Say again? No, why do we want to be healthy by choice? Why do we want to choose to be healthy?
I've got young children, 48, and I want to be there for their life.
Excellent. There's a greater cause, isn't there? Yeah, we've got families, and I think family is perhaps one of the biggest drivers of purpose and value in our lives, isn't it? Those relationships that we have, and however we define that family environment, those relationships really drive our purpose. And to me, fuels my why. I've got lots of young children too, and I need that energy. I'm grateful that if I can have the far infrared technology regulating my body temperature, and that was going to give some extra fuel and energy to other parts of my body, rather than regulating my body temperature, anything that's going to give me more energy, I'm up for that. Yeah,
we ceramic need reflective pipe.
Ceramic reflective, yeah. I used the wrong language. But I'm not in the office anymore, so I can get away with that. Yeah. Is Kurt here? I'm not getting a strong
voice.
Yeah, don't tell me. Okay. I've been asked to spend just a few minutes tonight, just before we close, in talking about what is the Neken business. What is the Neken business? I think Gary has outlined it fantastically, to be honest. But I think it runs even deeper than that. That's why I asked the question, why? Because we want to have that healthy body. We want to have that energy. Why? So we can do something with our lives. So that we can make a mark on the world. Leave a legacy, make a difference, make a contribution. We want to have our lives mean something, don't we? I want to read a quote here. This is from, you can pull that slide up when you're ready, by the way. A Chinese philosopher called Lin Yutang. He said this, tell me what you think about this. This might cause some self-reflection too. We do not know a nation until we know its pleasures of life. Just as we do not know a man, and of course he means by that man or woman, until we know how he spends his leisure. It is when a man ceases to do the things he has to do, and does the things he likes to do, that the character is revealed. It is when the repressions of society and business are gone, and when the goads of money and fame and ambition are lifted, and a man's spirit wanders where it listeth, that we see the inner man and his real self. That's interesting, that, isn't it? So my question to you is, when you've got free time, what do you want to do? How do you spend it? That's been put in a much simpler format of, tell me what you think about when you don't have to think, and I'll tell you what kind of person you are. That's a sobering statement, that, isn't it? Yeah. What do we do or think about when we don't have to think or do anything? How do we want to spend our time? I had the wonderful opportunity about a year or so ago of teaching a group of teenagers. And I asked a simple question which they immediately misunderstood. And the question was this, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. And immediately the answers came up, the hands rose, and they started listing professions. I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an astronaut or whatever their comments were about what they wanted to be when they grew up. And I said, you've misunderstood the question. I asked you what you want to be when you grow up, not what you want to do. There's a difference. We spent all afternoon, many of you have spent all afternoon, all morning, in humans being more. It's not humans doing more, is it? It's humans being more. And it's interesting, again, just to compare, when Gary explained that in order to improve our health and our vitality, you know, the focus on exercise and diet does play an important part, but to sleep and to drink more water doesn't actually require much change at all, does it? It just requires us being a little more efficient. But it can bring about some significant change. So we can bring about significant change in our lives in regards to what we want to be by making some small adaptations versus some significant changes. I've got this slide up here because these three little images represent, I think, two things in NECAM. Three different types of business models that NECAM offers. And I want to emphasize the language underneath because I think this is really quite compelling. You've got three different types of businesses: the retail model, the franchise model, and the network marketing model. We've heard this language used recently. I think Dennis Williams used this a number of years ago and referenced the McDonald's model a number of times as well. So this isn't necessarily new. But we've put there on this diagram, it's a little bit like a speedometer. If you're wanting to thrive in your NECAM business, you've got some options. On the left, the retail model will give you a little bit of money in your pocket for your efforts. It's an active business model, meaning it converts money for time. You put time in, you get money back. Yeah? But it is determined based on personal effort primarily. But it also is impacted based on the language. Look at the language that it says here. If I'm focused on selling product, I'm looking for people that hurt, my approach is my products can help you, and my income, like I said, is active. Now, we will, of course, provide the products to people that hurt. And you can see from Gary's message the huge relevance of our responsibility being informed to do that well. And I think one feeling that I had coming away from that message that I just heard again from Dr. Lindner is we all have a degree of responsibility to get better educated. When Gary suggested we go to that website, selfcarehub.com, and check out his blogs, it's kind of an obligation. He was being courteous and saying, please take a look. I would say it would be foolish not to. Yeah, and I think this is an absolutely outstanding resource that we've got. So really, you know, I've got my 100% endorsement of what a great product, what a great tool is that you provided there. The next one is when we start to recognize that if we build teams, and again, because the why isn't simply to be healthy, it's to make sure that with that good health, we can do something meaningful with it. That when we have time on our hands, we can choose to use that for good and leave a legacy. Now, we can start to build a small team, and that means if we're doing that, we're looking for people that will sell the product. Our approach is our products help people, and the income is reproductive. Because we've got a small team now, we've got other people working with us. It's not just reliant exclusively on my own personal efforts. But the best one is the one on the far right, the network marketing model. This is when you combine the self-care message with the product range that NECAM has, which is so holistic, so therapeutic, so wonderful in what it offers for true health and well-being, and you combine that with a network marketing engine, then you've got something there that is truly transformational, haven't you? It can be life-changing on multiple levels. But look at how the language changes. If I'm going to really use the network marketing engine to build my business, I'm looking for entrepreneurs and leaders. My approach is, you want freedom. Freedom from what? It could be a whole lot of stuff. We talk a lot about financial freedom. We talk a lot about time freedom. There could be stress freedom. Stress has gone up and up and up and up of late, hasn't it? With all the demands that are thrown at us, bombarded with the way that modern life expects us to live. But the income then becomes passive, because we then have a team that is working around the clock, which means you can go to bed at night and someone somewhere in your business might be doing something. I got an email this afternoon. One of your customers has just placed an order. Isn't that neat? I haven't spoken to them. I didn't ask them to place an order. They just went out and did it. But isn't that great that we can have a business that works when we aren't? That while I'm here in this room chatting, someone else in the team might be placing an order and building a business, making a difference too. That's incredible, that. So my question is, what is the real Nikan business all about? It's all about helping us become more. It's humans being more. Self-care facilitates the privilege for us to lead.
I will do it.
Have you been working today?
Yeah, not the way I wanted to, but that's okay.
Hey,
what am I doing?
Like you.